Just listening to a very interesting podcast.
Our last share before Rosh Hashanah, may all the learning from the whole year, Taka be yischus for all those people that we learned for, and should be yischus for everyone. We should all be zeichet to a good keben shiur, a ksiva chesima teiva, and we should all have a very nice yantiv. So we're holding in middle of Simen Shin Dalet, and we are up to the Mishneh Brura Sifkat Yud Ches. So the Ramah said that a slave that wears this emblem on him, so if it was around his neck and was made from this sort of cement or tar material, that was mutter to carry out. And he explained the two reason is because there's two reasons why the person is not going to carry it. He's not going to intentionally take it off, because if he gets caught, his master is going to get upset at him. He's scared to take it off. If it's going to fall off and break, it's useless. It's not a fixable item. Since it's useless, there's, again, no reason to carry it. However, the Ramah tells us that if it's a kind of emblem that's attached to his beged, that in no case, even if it's made from this material that would be worthless if it broke, you're still not allowed to wear that on Shabbos. Now, why not? Says the Mishneh Brura Sif Katan Yud Ches. Okay. Well, you're not allowed to go out if this emblem is attached to your beged. Dilma mifzak achoysa me'elof, because maybe it's going to break and fall off. Now, we said one second, if it falls off, then he's going to leave it there. We're not worried. However, over here, we have a different concern. Umirtas me'rabai, now he's scared. He's wearing his jacket, and his jacket had the emblem on it. Now, if he meets his master, the master sees that it doesn't have an emblem. Once again, then maybe his master is going to say, you know why you took it off the beged? It's because you want to show everybody you're a free man. So what are you going to do? You're going to take your jacket off and carry it over your shoulder. So we're worried he's going to carry his beged. It's very interesting. I am to make sure my Eved does not be not carry on the Shasarabim on Shabbos, because I am a chuyev in keeping his Shvisas Avdai. So I am not allowed to even let him do something that potentially will bring him to carry. So when we wore it around the neck, so in any scenario, there's no scenario. Taking it off, he's not going to do, because he's scared I'm going to get upset at him. If it breaks, he's not going to carry because it's garbage. So once again, so I have no concern. On your beged, taking it off, he's not going to, because he's scared of his master. But over here is the other way around. If it falls off, he might take off his jacket and carry his jacket. And since we have that concern, then you're not allowed to let him wear it. Now, let's go back to the Ramah, the last line of the Ramah. If this emblem is made from metal, in all cases, it's usser. Okay, let's see the Mishneh Brura why. Shel matachas, okay, the cave into chashiv. The capital of Rabbi Shloyeva. Now, this is a material that even if it falls off and breaks, it's repairable and it costs money. So now, if it falls off, and a chanam, I'm not going to let it fall off, because I'm not going to take it off intentionally, because then I'll get in trouble. But it falls off and breaks, and I can't put it back on. I'm not going to leave it there on the floor. I'm going to carry it home. It might break. I'm going to carry it in the shusarabim. In any case, you're not allowed to wear it. Hey, no, I feel like you're totally at Savari, even if it's hanging from your neck. But Tom, Kevin, one second, we're jumping ahead in the Mishneh Brura. Let's go back to the Mishneh Brura, to the Ramah. The im ha'eved asa choysim la'atzmai. If the Eved made this emblem on his own, the master didn't require him to wear it. Even if it's made from this cement, mud, whatever that is, it's still usher even around your neck. Let's see the Mishneh Brura. Why? L'chayra, the problem was that I was concerned my master is going to be upset at me. If I made it myself, why is that going to, why are we concerned over here? And now, filishi tole at savari, even if it's hanging from your neck, which previously we said that I'm allowed to wear this if it's hanging from my neck, because if it falls off, I'm not going to carry it because it's garbage. But Tom, here we go back to the other problem. Here, the problem is if it won't break. being that my master did not require me to wear it, I decided I want to wear the family emblem. I made it for myself. But now I'm walking on the street and I'm like, hey, I don't want to be known as an Eved. I want to be able to walk around the B'nai Chayrin. I'm not scared of my master because my master never required me to wear it. So now I'm going to take it off. I might carry it in the Rishus HaRabim Dalet. Let's, as we mentioned, of course, these halachas are not applicable today as we don't have slaves, but it's such, they're beautiful, logical halachas, and this is pure limud HaTorah. Says the Mechaber Sif Katan Beis, the Heicha de Mutta Ha'eved Lasis Malach HaLatzmai. We spoke, there were certain instances, we had an Eved who is only Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, or an Eved who was a Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, he is allowed to do work on Shabbos for himself. So the Eved who is Mekabel, all the mitzvahs of Avadim, he has a mitzvah of Shvisa Shabbos, like a woman, he has all the mitzvahs of a woman. However, an Eved that only Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, he only has, he's not allowed to work for his master, but for himself, he's allowed to do work. Right? So in those cases where an Eved is allowed to do work for themselves, im amaleha adon sheyasala atzmai v'yozen atzmai v'yayim Shabbos, the master tells him, say, listen, Shabbos, go work for yourself. I'm not feeding you. You want to eat on Shabbos? Go work for yourself. Make money and buy yourself food. Kiven shehisna imay v'yayim, he tells him this before Shabbos. So now he's doing it for himself because he wants to eat on Shabbos. So he's not doing working on Shabbos because the master told him to work on Shabbos. The master basically told him, I'm not feeding you on Shabbos. You want to eat on Shabbos, go work. So he's really doing it for himself. However, you can't do this openly where people are going to see it and say, the master told him to do this job on Shabbos. Let's see. The Mishnah Berurah. Amalei Adam. She'im yirtza she'loy lezaynay. If the master doesn't want to feed his slave, v'she'yachzer eved al psachem ashus b'yaday. The master has a right to tell his slave, I'm not feeding you. You want food? Go to the soup kitchen. V'im kein oisa eved latzmei. So since I, as the master, it may not be good for employee morale. It may not be very good approach because your Eved is going to be weak and hungry and not going to be able to do a very good job, but I'll be then I don't have to feed my Eved. Hey, yes, I don't have to feed my Eved. I can tell my Eved before Shabbos, listen, I'm not giving you food. You want to eat, go work. So now he's doing cave and chase the Maidyaim. Since he did it before Shabbos, la puke lahastas for Shabbos, thus I can't tell him this on Shabbos. The inlay almost like claw. Why don't I didn't tell my Eved anything? The slave wakes up Shabbos morning. He says, I'd like to get some food today. I didn't tell him anything. He says, I'm going to go find another job. It's mutter. I, as the master, didn't tell him to do anything. Shabbos morning, the guy woke up and expected me to feed him. Now I'm not feeding him, so he's going to work. So it's almost like me telling him on Shabbos to go work. However, if I told it to him before Shabbos, that everyone agrees is mutter. So now if he's going to work, he's doing it for his own mazon, his own food, right, Sulaima? A filibe base rabbi, he can even do this in his master's house. It's Kevin Shubitzin, it's not out in the open. Ukad Messiah. The Cholshkin Raviach Etza in Yehudi goes to work for a guy. Avalo Yasel Etzerically Sroll Achar Filibitzin, Domikal Makam Evid Yisraelu. He should not, as we learned previously in Sif Aleph, he can't go work for another yid because remember he's an Eved Yisrael. He's not allowed to work for another another yid. We'll start with Sif Gimel. We're probably not going to finish Domei Shavuot today, but let's get started. Ein Yehudi Gomer, a guy, meaning somebody who is not even Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach, Shehu Sachar. I hire him for a month. He's not my slave. I hired this guy. He's worked for a month. Ein Rabbi Mitzvah Al Shvisah. So I do not have any chiyuv to make sure that he's not doing on Shabbos. Now, with regards to him doing stuff for me on Shabbos, obviously that goes into the whole Amir Lakim business and the whole we went through. If you have a Sacher, if you have a daily employee, you have a Kabbalan, we went through all these halachas. But the Chi of Dairaisa, those are all the Rabbanans. The Chi of Dairaisa that I am Mitzvah on the Shvisa of my Eved only applies to an Eved that's Kinyan Gufay. The fact that I hired a guy, you're going to be my guy, you're going to work for me for the next month or year, whatever it is, that's not a slave. It's not a slave. I don't have a chiyuv of shvisas avdai. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Any Yehudi Gama, avalim kibul av sheva mitzvahs, as we already mentioned in Sif Aleph. If this is a guy who accepted upon himself sheva mitzvah noyach, Rabbi, we already discussed that at length. He's not allowed to do work for Yisrael. As we learned previously, we're talking about over here a guy who happens to be my worker, but he was not mekabel Shabbos b'nei neich. But I am a Rambam perik yedal mehilchas esur rabia. The ain mekabel ger toishav b'zman she'en ayoyvel noyik. We do not accept a ger toishav in the time that there is no yoyvel. V'chein ebet she'en a roitz lekabel all of mitzvos kiim shevik k'moy ger toishav b'zman hazeh. If you do go move to a country that allows slavery and you buy a slave, and he does not want to accept upon himself all the mitzvahs of an eved, he only wants to accept upon himself sheva mitzvahs. We do not accept him as a ger toishev. The Ravid argues, ayin sham. Okay, we're not going to go through the whole sugya. It's not so negayah. Shehi sacha. It doesn't have to mean that he's hired to me for a day, 2 days. He's hired to me for a long period of time. I don't own him. I hired him. He's my worker. Even if you do the work that I hired him to do, it wouldn't be an Issa Daraisa. You're not my slave. My Shvisa of Avda is only a slave. I have to be Kenyan Kenyan Gufay. He belongs to me forever. Somebody who's just hired for me, by me, even if I hired him for a 3-year contract, is not my slave. Any work that I'm allowed to tell a guy to do, whatever the scenario was that Amir al Akim would be permitted. The same thing over here. Because of there's certain countries that if they, he's my slave, but you know what you get out of jail card free was? If you became a Muslim, then you got out of jail. You got out of slavery. That was your option. So what happens? Is that guy considered a Evet or is that guy considered a Sacher? He has a way. I did buy him. He belongs to me, but he has a loophole out. Convert to Muslim, right? To Islam. So I might argue that even though I owed him, maybe they're only considered a worker because they have an out any time that they want. Now, being that Shvisas Eved is a Dairaisa, so we have a Shiloh over here. Do I have a Chiv of Shvisas Eved Avdoy on this Eved that has a loophole out? He could convert to Islam and then he gets out. Or is that not? Right now, he didn't convert, and therefore, he's considered my Kenyan Olam. So it's a Suffolk Dairaisa. Since a Suffolk Dairaisa, you have to be Mach. We don't have this loophole. Of course, he can't do Malacha. Ein Rabbi, we said, Ein Rabbi Mitzuval Shemasai, B'makam Shamelech Yoram Haidai, Gaza She'ein Shemada Chutz. What happens if you have a country where the king passes a law that if you are not of their faith, so you live in a Christian country, and the country says, if you're not Christian, you cannot buy a slave. You're Christian, you can buy a slave. You're not Christian. There's no such thing as a slave. So even though technically you own him, but the law is that the guy can walk
out. He's basically an employee. Avayesh Cholkim, that those who argue, Srilu, the after Goop and Kani Yisrael. I had this Evid, and now there was a law passed that being that I'm not Christian, I can't an Evid, but I owned it already.
But Akshav Shapirim Karaga, Ba'ad Avodim Vashvachis, Lakula, now what they, okay, so therefore, pause for a second. There are those who argue, and they say that being that I owned him, the fact that they passed the law, that doesn't mean anything. The law can change again. Right now, he's my slave. It's Kani Kinyan Olam. Again, this is Suffolk Daraisa, so you have to go to Chumra. Ba'achshav Shepoirim Karaga Ba'at Davada Vashvachos. Now, they basically, the king doesn't say you can't own. They just charge a tax. L'kulei ha'maguf and Kani Vasur Malacha. They're mine. V'chein l'kulei ha'ne sheyachal mamzer. Ha'ne sheyachal mamzer lisa shivcha v'eved mamzeres. That this goes both ways. Since if you're going to say, right, that somebody is a vade slave, right, then mamzer slave is allowed to marry a mamzer. So therefore, It goes both ways. If I'm saying somebody's a vade slave, so yes, it's l'chumra that I'm a chuyv on shvisas avdei, but it also works l'kula with regards to his status as a slave. It's l'gamri considered a slave. Okay, we finished the siman and mirtz Hashem. We will start next week with after next year. We're going to start with Shin Hei. We're going to go back to Haitzah and Shabbos, which we stepped away from it all. We started with men, then we went to women, and now we're going to go to animals. No jokes.